the world. I'm John Betts with Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend. The Wall Street Journal headline requires explanation. Baidu shares rise after reports that Apple will use its AI services in China products. Gordon, what is Baidu and this headline, Apple and Baidu, they work together? Is that what it's saying? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Baidu is a Chinese search engine, and it benefited greatly when the Chinese central government turfed out Google's search engine in China. Baidu has become one of the main Chinese tech companies, and it has since branched out into other things. And that's the reason why we're seeing these headlines about Apple and Baidu.
Brandon Weikert is author most recently of Biohack, China's Race to Control Life. Brandon, in this presentation, Apple is sharing in some fashion with a Chinese company, meaning a company that's heavily responsive to the Chinese Communist Party. Is this a security risk? Is this a qualification of Apple's strengths? What is good or bad about this proposal? Good evening to you, Brandon.
Well, good evening. It's all bad because Apple is one of the leading corporations, Western corporations, that does computer technological innovation. And by partnering with Baidu, what they will be doing is basically handing over proprietary technology and capabilities to that Chinese company, which inevitably will steal that capability, build their own capability indigenously, and eventually push Apple out. Basically, Apple is selling the communists the rope with which they will hang Apple very soon. And this is not a good move by anyone. It will only boost the short-term stock price a little bit, and then it will end very badly for Apple.
Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, right now, the market generally tends to think that, yes, the Chinese regime will pressure Apple, but that China needs Apple, as Tim Cook said a couple of days ago, that China will have a continuing presence in the Chinese market. You just indicated that maybe it won't. If you can sort of explain that.
Yeah. Well, whether it happens in 6 years or 16 years, I mean, it's very true that China needs Apple. That's 100% accurate. But the issue is everything China does when they partner with a Western firm, it is with the intention at some point of garnering the information China needs from that Western firm to then be able to do whatever that Western firm does, to do it within a Chinese company, and eventually to basically build Apple, in this case, their Chinese competitor, by stealing and getting information from Apple, giving it to a Chinese firm, and eventually growing that Chinese firm to the point where it can push Apple ultimately out of China's market share. It's all about giving the power and the advantages to Chinese corporations in the long run.
The Wall Street Journal reported that Apple had preliminary talks with Baidu. Okay, and then Chinese media reported that Baidu was set to become Apple's local generative AI model provider. All right, so it's not firm, it's not in stone or whatever is the appropriate metaphor. But they're talking about putting AI into iPhone 16, that's the next version, the Mac computer operating system, the one I'm on right now, over Starlink, and the upcoming mobile operating system, iOS 18. Here's the puzzle, Brandon. I've been enjoying the ChatGPT 4.0, which is the newest version, and there's a 5 and there's a 6, it's coming. This is a machine that responds to good data. You give it good data, it gives you back good suggestions. That tells me that there are no guardrails that are consistent with state security in China. So it's a puzzle to me how Apple can partner with Baidu and how Baidu can in some fashion step in and say, no, no, no. When you give it good data, that's not permitted. How do they do that, Brandon?
Well, that's an excellent question. I'm assuming that obviously you need data to also build whatever China needs to be done with AI. And so they're also going to be gaining access in China. They'll be gaining access to whatever data Apple is feeding them. There's always some benefit that China gets from partnering with U.S. firms, whether it's direct technology or if it's access to data. We saw this in the biotech sector. We've seen this in other developments with computer technology. So they, you know, they're probably thinking they're going to benefit from accessing Apple's data sets as well in order to enhance their own capabilities at home.
All right. But I'm looking at censorship, Brandon.
If I enter
into the events of the summer of 1989 in order to find out what happened to my mother, that's good data. But boy, that is trouble for the Chinese Communist Party.
It is possible that the Chinese Communist Party is simply going to demand that Apple censor information, and Apple will happily do that. Whether that hurts the product or not, it really depends on what they want to use the product for.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Brandon, you were talking about Apple sharing proprietary data. Is that the type of data that would be covered by U.S. export controls on transfers to countries like China? Or is this something that the U.S. government's not concerned about?
I would think that this would be a concern, but so far these companies have been able to figure out how not to get burned by that. You know, one of the things that I've been saying for years is to basically crack down on tech transfers using the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. But these companies are very good at finding legal loopholes. And so I'm sure that the Apple legal team has looked at the rules and has found a way around it, because on its face, you would think, yes, this is something that would qualify as, you know, a security risk. But so far, so much of what U.S. tech companies have done over in China, they've managed to somehow circumvent those concerns always.
And Brandon, I'll go back to the censorship role that China plays on its own people. Generative AI, large language models, you can't censor that. You can't do it. Actually, AI will give you up if you try to censor it. It will say you're not. It will point out that this is not accurate.
I don't really know how they're going to do it. But now,
I don't think they do either. I think we're looking at the Gordon Baidu. Is that a company that has a reputation for good practices, or is that a rascal?
It's a rascal, John. It has to be a rascal because regardless of ownership, the Communist Party requires Chinese entities to do its bidding. No Chinese company, no Chinese individual can disobey a directive from a party official.
So far, according to this, Brandon, and all we have is the Wall Street Journal, leading players in the field, OpenAI, ChatGPT, the one I'm using, and Google's Gemini aren't available in the country. It doesn't say censored, but that would be a guess. That would be my guess. Is that your guess, censored?
I'm sure they are right now. These companies, if they want to do business in China, they're going to have to figure out a way to appease to appease the censors at the Chinese Communist Party. Now, maybe that ends up making a less impressive technology. But they are going to try to control the data within China. At the same time, they're going to try to harvest as much information from our firms as possible. And that's the thing, is they're going to try to harvest whatever they can from our firms. And so those firms shouldn't even be doing business in China.
Brandon Weikert, most recently the author of Biohack, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,